Now, we've heard about the drugs that are being worked on right now, but when you think of drugs, you probably think about pills in a packet. But last week, there was a landmark ruling. The FDA, that's the American Food and Drug Administration, approved a new type of treatment for one form of blood cancer. And this one might be a game changer. To tell us more about it, we're joined by Magda Papadaki, who is from the Association of the British Pharmaceutical Industry. Magda, what was the ruling?
We had the most exciting piece of news in the war against cancer we've had for quite some time. And the FDA approved Kymriah for the treatment of pediatric, that's children, and young adult patients below 25 years of age in a very rare and aggressive form of beta cell lymphoblastic leukemia, beta cell ALL, which is a very aggressive and rare form of cancer. The treatment will be given to children that are either refractory or relapse, which means that they've stopped responding to any other treatment, or that their cancer has returned after everything else has been tried.
This sort of tumour, ALL,
yes,
is the most common paediatric cancer, isn't
That's
it?
True.
Children, about 25% of children who get cancer have this. At the moment, we can treat that, and about 80% of people get better, don't mm-hmm. they? But for the 20% who don't, it's pretty grim prognosis. But now we've got this new drug, Kymriah. How does it work?
So the immune system is the first line of defense our system has against viruses and against diseases like cancer. And the T cells are its primary soldiers. Their goal is to target and kill infected or abnormal cells. And what cancers try to do is stop or make these soldiers less effective, which is what actually inspired the scientists to pursue this new line of treatment. The scientific name of the scientific description of Kymriah is a long chain of buzzwords. It's autologous gene-modified T-cell therapy. What this means, autologous, means that every dose of Kymriah is a bespoke patient-tailored therapy that uses its own cells, its own immune system, to seek and destroy cancer cells. And
so you're saying you take the patient's own white blood cells, their
white
own T-cells out of them.
Exactly. So the story starts like that in the hospital, where a safe amount of blood is taken from the patient and the white blood cells that include T-cells and other types of cells are taken out. And these are moved in another research and manufacturing facility where they undergo gene therapy using viruses that have been rendered safe. That means they can't lead to any further disease. And what the viruses do is that they have the genetic instructions for the T cells to start encoding an artificial receptor. It's what Menelik Pangalos, to use his analogy, described a key. And this key is fundamental in the ability of these T cells to identify the leukemic cells in the body and start destroying them. Once this change has taken place, the T cells are then cultured in millions and infused back to the patients where they are released to the bloodstream and start their fight against cancer.
Right. So you take cells that naturally in the patient's own body are the killers that go out and destroy cells anyway.
That's
you
right.
reprogram them by adding a piece of genetic information, which is the instructions. This is how to attack your own cancer. Put those cells back in. And they then go around the body hunting down that person's cancer.
Exactly.
And is it successful?
Again, that was the most exciting in terms of the results. The clinical trial that the FDA assessed and gave the green light included 63 children. And the results showed that for 83% of them, there was complete remission that continued for 3 months after the initial dosing.
To put that into perspective, we mentioned at the beginning that these are the 20% of individuals that would not previously have had any option open to them. They would have failed
exactly.
the primary therapy.
Exactly.
The prognosis was grim, and so 80% plus of these individuals are being potentially saved by this.
These were the children that had no other option. They were dying. The medicine that we're taking, our arsenal does not work, and their cancer had returned.
Novartis did get a bit of a backlash because when people heard the price, because this is estimated to be costing in the region of $500,000 to treat each individual. People said that's too expensive. What do you think?
These are totally new discussions, and the approach that we are hearing that Novartis is taking with the US payers is a value-based one. Again, a new approach in terms of pricing and reimbursement. The other alternative that these children had, and for some didn't even had also stopped working was bone marrow transplantation or stem cell transplantation, which costs along the lines of $800,000. So again, Novartis is offering about half the price about that. But we're yet to see where these negotiations and discussions will lead.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because your industry started off looking at bags of pills, and it's going to end up actually looking at therapies, which include cell therapies in future, increasingly probably.
This is very right. And hopefully it's the wave of innovation that came out of the deciphering, the decoding of the human genome about 14 years ago in 2003. So I hope we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Magda, thank you very much. And it's certainly an exciting time, isn't it? That's Magda Papadaki, and she is from the Association of the British Pharmaceutical Industry.